You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The 20th annual Glorious Garden Festival is Friday and Saturday, June 17th and 18th, Friday from 1 to 8 p.m., Saturday from 9 to 5 p.m., sponsored by the David Davis Mansion Foundation. The theme for this year is A Garden Legacy. Donna Dixon, the Garden Walk Committee chairman, says the walk goes through 10 different Twin Cities gardens, including the mansion's historic Sarah's Garden.
It's really exciting, and it's very well known, I mean, throughout the country as some type of, I guess I want to call it an heirloom, because we have so many original plants back from the 1870s that have been documented to be original plants to the garden.
Can you name a couple of those plants we should be looking for?
We have the gas plant, which everybody likes. Supposedly, when you get up close to the bloom, it emits some type of a gas, and they've called it the gas plant.
What do you know?
Yeah. And we have, I believe, there's a rose, a yellow rose. I think it's called Harrison's Rose. I believe that's one of the originals.
Well, gorgeous. So people can go through Sarah's Garden, but also through these 10 private gardens. What types of gardens can we expect to see? Are they all flower gardens?
You know, that's a misconception that a lot of people have. They think it's just a cottage garden type walk. We have some that are just flower gardens. We have some that are hardscape, which is what I call landscaped yards. They've got patio areas, or they've got berms, and I said hardscape being concrete or block, things like that.
Beautiful pavers,
yes.
Bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we try our best to have a very good variety for both the small gardens, so people who have a small garden can relate to that, and the very large gardens.
You know, I'm wondering if vegetable gardens might be something that's attractive, because they really can be very beautiful.
Two of our gardens this year incorporate vegetables in with their flowers, which is a unique way of doing it. And
yes.
So I think that may appeal to some of our people.
Now, does the tour go on rain or shine?
Yes, ma'am. Rain or shine. We've had rain some years, but our people are usually pretty loyal, and they'll come out anyway. So
how do you select the gardens for the tour? I mean, there's some really beautiful yards in Bloomington Normal. Is it hard every year?
It's difficult. Some years are easier than others. This year it was harder than it was last year because for 20 years we've been doing it. We've already had a lot of them on. So we have to depend on word of mouth, or if we happen to be out walking in our neighborhoods and kind of peek at somebody's backyard.
So you're a garden stalker.
That's it. That's a perfect term. Yep, we go out looking for them. And like I say, sometimes our master gardeners will tell us about them, and other people will nominate them.
Well, what sort of tips have you picked up over the years of doing the garden walk?
I get a lot of neat ideas from people, and I'm not real creative, but some people will take items like bicycles, and they'll paint them, and they'll hang flowers on them, or there's just a lot of different things that make each garden unique that I really enjoy seeing and sharing with others.
Of course, there's all these wonderful gardens to go visit, but I love the David Davis Mansion and its grounds. And of course, we can tour through Sarah's Garden. Are there other things going on around or inside the mansion during the Glorious Garden Festival?
Well, yes, you can go through the mansion if you've never done it before, which surprisingly, a lot of people who've lived here have never gone through the mansion. But this year, we're having more lawn vendors than we have in the past. So we're going to have several tables set up with people who are either doing strictly garden-related items or other handmade items. And then we also have some not-for-profits who set up tables. So we hope people take the time to stop after they get their book and visit these tables and support these people that have set up for this event.
Now, for people who can't attend the garden festival, are you in any way going to be using social media and photographs of the festival to show people what they're missing when they don't get to go on the walk?
We normally, I think normally after each event, I try to put photographs on Facebook, especially showing what they missed. And we hope people, if maybe they're going to be out of town or can't make it, maybe they'd be willing to make a contribution anyway, buy a ticket anyway, because you're supporting the mansion and all the programs at the mansion.
I'll bet you'd want to thank all those great garden owners out there.
Yes. I mean, these people, they go to so much work and effort to make sure that their gardens are in wonderful shape for the walk. And we couldn't do it without them. And we really appreciate all that they do. And we hope people, as they're going through and talking to them, take the time to thank them for being on the walk, because we sure thank them.
That's Donna Dixon from the David Davis Mansion. The 20th annual Glorious Garden Festival is June 17th and 18th. Rain or shine. I'm Laura Kennedy.